A young girl in Middle Eastern dress carried a poster with enlarged photographs of dead or bloodied Lebanese children. The mood was somber and angry. Among the crowd was Yehuda, a former Israeli soldier who served 3 years in Lebanon between 1988 and 1991. He shares with the WBI audience his memories of war.
I saw too much. As a youth, I was in a thing called Gadna. They train people how to shoot, self-defense, etc. I was the naive 18-year-old that said, let me do it. And I did the stupid thing and I joined. I was in southern Lebanon, and it's too painful to discuss. You know, I'm still going through a lot of it. I've lost my best friend, and they transferred me to Gaza. They were going to throw me in jail because I did something very crazy in Gaza. And later on, they gave me a psych discharge.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think it's the end of the world. We're going to self-destruct as a result of this. I really do.
The mainstream media has depicted the Israeli attack on Lebanon as a response to terrorism and the capture of two of their soldiers. During the march, this Jordanian man, who now lives in the U.S., wanted to correct this false perception and provided his own analysis of the expanding conflict.
The San Francisco Chronicle revealed that the war against Lebanon is in the making for the past year. And Condoleezza Rice heralded the attack on Lebanon as a verge on a new Middle East. So the aggression is not about the two soldiers. It is primarily an escalation of the U.S. war in the region. It is trying to destroy the resistance, destroy the outcome of the Palestinian election, destroy the Hezbollah who drove Israeli occupation of Lebanon in 2000, and try to put a wedge between Syria and Iran and set the ground for major compromises or attack against Iran. Israel is already calling for extra 30,000 reserves. The U.S. is sending massive supply of bombs and weapons to Israel. The U.S. is already in the region and planning to increase its presence by another 5,000. So the situation is really in the direction of more escalation. The risk for the anti-war movement is that it finds itself outmaneuvered by this administration and faced with a war that she never perceived or resisted from the very beginning, because it's under the notion that it's Israel is doing it. So that's why I'm here today.
From a small podium in Thomas Paine Park, speakers after speakers decried the invasion of Lebanon and the simultaneous bombing of Gaza. Professor Norman Finkelstein, who is known for his defense of the Palestinian cause, denounced Congress and the press for their unconditional support of Israeli aggression, which he sees as immoral and a terrible miscalculation. During World War II, he said, the largest opposition to Nazism was the communist resistance, and today Hezbollah stands as heroic in its defense of the Arabic people.
If your only purpose is to wreak havoc, destroy, level, pulverize, flatten, cleanse. If that's your purpose, if that's your raison d'etre, then you've lost your right to be there. You can have disagreements with their ideology, with their values, with their organization. But right now, that's totally irrelevant. And every victory of Hezbollah over the vandals and the marauders, the invaders and the murderers, every victory by Hezbollah over Israel is also a victory for liberty and a victory for freedom.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.